Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I'm excited. Kind of excited. We're going to talk about some pretty bad stuff, but I've got an old friend that's going to be our guest today, and we've got some things we need to share with you. First, we want to go to the Lord in prayer, and I got a few things to get off my chest, and then we'll bring Bob on. For such a time as this, oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we thank you for your goodness, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. And Father, the fact that you always are open arms, ready to forgive us. May we be of hearts that confess our sins, that we might be forgiven. I ask, Father, today that you will grant us strength and endurance, as your word has promised. May we do your will in all things and trust in your word. For in Philippians you say, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. And you tell us in Galatians, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. In Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, as for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. In Hebrews, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word of these men that you have given us to show us the way. We appreciate it, Father. And Abba, Father, you are the good shepherd, and it is on you that we rely and commit ourselves to. I beg you to bless today's show and my guest. Grant us your courage and wisdom and that endurance that we read about in your word. May we love and speak truth and encourage action with knowledge of truth to those who are listening. For such a time as this is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to share some Founding Fathers quotes and get a little bit off my chest. I've been doing a lot of studying in the Founding Fathers, at least in their quotes. I just love to read their quotes as I've been writing my book, The Existential Crisis. I agree with you that in politics, the middle way is none at all. Now think about that. The middle way is none at all. John Adams, in a letter to Horatio Gates back in 1776, never trust a moderate. That's the quote from Beth. They are nothing more than fence riders waiting to see which way the ball will drop before they make a decision. And when the smoke clears or when they get what they want to make a decision of support, like the guy from West Virginia, you remember Senator Joe Manchin, remember how they bragged about him being a moderate? They cannot be trusted. They are not leaders. They are despicable. They are as despicable as the Tories in the days of Thomas Paine. He held them in great disdain. In it for whatever they can get, not for the protection of the liberty of those they supposedly represent. So never, ever trust a moderate. And I don't know about you, but I am done compromising with D.C., the despicable criminals, wearing suits and ties and giving pretty speeches about every 2 to 4 to 6 years. Now, I had to get that off my chest, and I hope you'll remember the thought throughout today's show and the rest of the future of America, never, ever, ever trust a moderate. I'm disgusted with the Mar-a-Lago raid, as most Americans are. It wasn't just a raid on President Donald J. Trump. It was a raid on America. However, America has been rated now for several decades. It has come in the guise of sustainability, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the Green New Deal, and the Executive Order 14008. The taking control of private property. It doesn't matter how they paint it, how they present it, or how they try to hide it. It is a theft of America's private property. Let me explain. This isn't just about land, however. Although that's what we're going to be discussing today, and that is very vital. They want your animals, they want your homes, and I think you can see of late, they want your children. So please, please pay attention to the information we bring to you today. Whether you own property or not, you should be extremely concerned about what's going on. The act that is taking place in Missouri is happening where you are as well. They've been after the Ozarks for a long time. Did they catch us sleeping? Who is they? Well, we'll get to that in a bit. Let me share just a couple of our founding fathers' quotes about private property. The moment the idea is admitted into society that property is not as sacred as the laws of God and that there is not a force of law and public justice to protect it, anarchy and tyranny commence. If thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal, were not commandments of heaven, they must be made inviolable precepts in every society before it can be civilized or made free. That was John Adams. And then there's another one. And there's another one. They loved private property. Now, I could go on and on, but I told Rudy, I said, you know, like always, I get a little too wordy, but I want Bob to be on, and we may share some of more of these quotes here in just a little bit, because I think they put an anchor onto what we should be holding on to. Private property is America, and they, in D.C., in your states, they, these bureaucrats, they, these elected officials, they're plotting to take it away from you. With that, we're going to bring on Bob Parker. Bob Parker is a long friend. He's been a friend for a long, long time. In fact, he was the very first guest I had when I first started on CSC Talk Radio. Bob, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's great to be with you, Beth. I love the show. I love what you've been doing and your faithfulness in the fight. And, you know, you're an awesome resource for us to, you know, not only hear the truth, but to get out the truth about these issues. So great to be with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Your phone is cutting out a little bit. We might deal with that when we go to a break. But, you know, we're going to hit 3,000 shows this year. I think that's amazing. One of my original producers said, we never thought you'd make it 1 year. And here I'm on 13.
How many years is it now?
13. Okay. Yeah. It's been a while. 13 years.
It's been a long time. My phone is cutting out. We may have to call a different line.
Okay, we can. You can talk to the producer when we go to a break here in just a few minutes. But things are happening. I want to share one more quote while we're doing this, because I think these quotes are so important. And this one is about not using the land, which is what is going to happen, and it's already happening. But I'll let you explain that when we come back from the break. But this one is from Thomas Jefferson in a letter to James Madison. Wherever there is, in any country, uncultivated land and unemployed poor, it is clear that the laws of property have been so far expended as to violate natural right. Natural right is the ownership of private property. You have a natural right to own your property. Government comes in and they take over and they don't manage it. And next thing you know, you got wildfires. And next thing you know, you've got poor and you've got hungry. But we have land sitting there waiting to feed America and the world. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Parker. We're going to get him on a better phone line, and we'll be right back.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Parker. He's a good old friend of the show and of me, and I appreciate all that you do. And, you know, I thought of you when I was picking out the scriptures for my prayer, because this has been a long battle, and it's not going to end. They're going to continue coming. I wrote an article here just a while back. They're coming, and they keep coming. They're not going to stop. They just rename whatever it is they're trying to do, and then they come back. Just like the when they wanted to put the chips in the animals, when they wanted all that, the ID, animal IDs. They just keep coming back, and they want the property because they're all a bunch of Marxists, and they don't believe in private property. And they're coming at us, and they're coming after the Ozarks again, and unfortunately, I think they might have found some of the counties sleeping. And so I'm going to kind of let you tell us exactly what's going on.
Well, the current thing is, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Okay. Talk a little louder.
Okay. The current thing that they're doing, and they've done it before here, is they have this byways program where they designate a section of highways and they have a whole bunch of things they want to do to make it better for us hillbillies down here. Yeah. In the Ozarks. But they're doing this. This is a national program. It's a federal program. It's called the, you know, Scenic Byways Program. 2017, the federal government funded it with another $30+ million. Our congressman voted for it here in the 8th District, which includes a good part of southern Missouri here. But They've got this route from basically St. Louis that runs down through 11 counties down to the border in Arkansas, and then they would like to go through Arkansas and go over into Oklahoma for like 1,100 miles. The Missouri section is like 375 miles. And they've been, you know, they have this guy that's going around and he's telling them, you know, this is a wonderful program. It's just going to be a few signs on the highways. It's not going to impact your property rights and blah, 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 blah. You know, and this is, again, just another scheme. We've stopped a couple of these byways efforts in the past by exposing what they're really doing. But this guy, I mean, this guy is comes across, he's very sincere, seems very sincere, but he the misinformation that comes out of his mouth is absolutely staggering. I don't know if he just doesn't know the facts or, you know, if he's just such a good facilitator. I don't really know, but yesterday we had a meeting in Eminence, and I spoke there some, and I've been putting out a lot of information on my Facebook page. And I wrote a letter to the editor. I passed that out at the meeting, and I'll be trying to put that in the counties that are affected. But, you know, I went back. He's part, and he said it at the meeting yesterday, he's part of this organization. It's called Scenic America. His organization that he's working for, he says he's a volunteer for, is Scenic Missouri. But they're an affiliate of Scenic America, which is a national organization out of Washington, D.C., I understand. And so I read, you know, he's talking about how it's not going to impact private property, blah, blah, blah. And I went to the Scenic America website, which that's scenic.org is the website. You can go on there and read it yourself.
Okay.
But they've got seven principles of scenic conservation. This is the agenda that Scenic America is pushing, and they're an affiliate. You know, Scenic Missouri is an affiliate of it. So what are they doing? You know, they're going to set aside. Here's their seven principles of scenic conservation: set aside open space for greenways, parks, trails, river corridors, protecting farms and ranches from subdivision through agricultural zoning, conservation land trust, agricultural land banking, tax abating, creating incentives for growth to help rebuild older cities and towns and create compact, transit-oriented, pedestrian-friendly, mixed-use communities. Well, that we know what that is. This is totally Agenda 21 stuff.
Oh, yeah, all over again.
You know, this is get people out of the country, get them racked and stacked in little apartments in the city, get bicycle trails so they don't need cars anymore because we've got to make everything sustainable. We've got to make forestry sustainable. We've got to make transportation sustainable. We got to make healthcare sustainable. We got to make development sustainable. You know, it just on and on and on. And that's just the first one. They go to, the second one is foster new development that respects the character of places as defined through their distinctive features, cultures, climate, natural systems. Well, how are they going to do that? Encouraging communities to identify and map visual qualities they value most. And then adopt strategies to conserve them. Well, okay, when they talk about adopting strategies to basically conserve and control landowners, I mean, we're talking regulations. And incorporating aesthetics into performance measures for planning, siting, construction of all new development and redevelopment. So, I mean, they're talking zoning, they're talking restrictions, they're talking all kinds of stuff. This is the goals of Scenic America, of which this group doing the Scenic Byways is part of. They want to establish, and this is, I read this yesterday at the meeting, they want to establish comprehensive community tree policies that preserve existing trees, control tree cutting and tree damage during construction. And, you know, I'm in the real estate business here in the Ozarks. I have been for 40 years. And people come in here from all over the country, and they love the Ozarks because we don't have all these restrictions. And, you know, you hear what they deal with in other areas. They can't cut trees. They got to get a permit. They can't subdivide their land because they can't get access to the highways. You know, all these restrictions that they deal with that directly impacts. I mean, I had one party, they were trying to buy a place here in the Ozarks, and they wanted to subdivide their land in Maryland, And they couldn't do it because they couldn't get access to this highway that was deemed historic, and they had to go through the historic preservation group, and so it killed the whole deal. But this is what they want to create. They want to create all these layers of bureaucracy, non-elected, non-governmental organizations that have control over your property rights. And that's really the goals of this group that's saying all this stuff. Oh, no, we just want to put up a few new signs and help tourists find the Ozarks so they can spend all their money here. It's way more. Their agenda is way darker.
Oh, yeah.
The good
and it always
that,
is.
You know, that they come up with. And then their third principle of scenic conservation is encourage a balance of regulatory and market approaches to protect scenic resources, including rewarding land stewardship by property owners, local governments, and corporations, and providing disincentives to practices that destroy scenic values, by fining those that break the law or violate their restrictions. They want to take over the land. And what people don't realize is it's not only the highway that they want to designate, it's everything in the view shed, which means anything you can see from that highway will be affected. So you can see from some of these hills down here, you can see nearly into Arkansas, and you can see over into Illinois in places. So, I mean, it's thousands and thousands of acres of land that will be affected by these restrictions that will eventually be put on it. One thing I'll just add, that what this byways designation does is it creates a work group that made up of all the affected agencies, and they will join together and sit around and decide what kind of things that they want to do with your land, how they want to restrict it, how they want to protect everything, how they want to protect the trees. You know, is your cattle operation where you feed cattle by the highway and maybe it smells a little bit? Is that going to be allowed in the future? It's just on and on. I mean, one guy at the meeting yesterday said, because one of the things they do state is they're not going to allow any signs on the highway. All the signs are going to have to come down, and any existing signs, they won't be able to fix them or replace them, and they won't be able to cut brush when the brush blocks the sign. So basically, they want all the signage eliminated except their signs, which say, you know, the Ozark Run byways and what highway they're going down.
You know, so
that's a huge impact right there. Yeah.
In the article to the editor that you sent me on number F, you have banning new billboards and strictly regulating existing billboards,
right,
halting all cutting of trees and vegetation on public land. And then I love the last part, to improve visibility of billboards. They're not going to allow you to cut. Now listen to this, America. I don't care where you are. The fires that we're seeing that take place out west, they are not caused by climate change. They are caused by our government not managing the forests, not clearing out the brush, and making it a tinderbox. That'll happen in the Ozarks if we let them take over. 14008, the executive order, to take at least 30% more of the land. They're not going to stop at 30%, and they're not going to stop in Missouri. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Parker. We'll be right back.
Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First place in journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Parker. Bob, I'm going to give out a website from yesterday's show, if you don't mind, for just a minute. And this gentleman, he said he was going to listen today. He's running for senator here in the state of Missouri on the Constitution Party. His name is Paul Venable. And I don't know if you've met him or not yet. But he has a website, UYOUWIN, Missouri.org. And he says if you put /go after that, on the left-hand side, you can see where he's got a petitions. And he's telling us how to constitutionally petition. And I told him about you going on today, and he said he was going to try to listen, and he may be contacting you as well. And I told him you've been in this fight a long time. And so anyway, he goes around and he teaches Constitution as well. And anyway, I had him on yesterday, so I wanted to – we had several phone calls after the show wanting that website, so I wanted to give that out. And I thought you might be interested in it too, just to check him out and see what you think.
I did want to mention a couple of things before we. Before I don't want to overlook them. One, if I can, Beth, is
absolutely
the route. The route goes from Kansas City
not Kansas City, St. Louis, down Route 21, and it and he's got a whole list of the route, but it basically goes down 21, hits Highway 19, goes down to Alton, then it comes across on 160, hits Highway 63, and then continues down to Arkansas on 63, one leg of it, and then one leg goes over across 160 to Branson. And so it involves 13 counties. And I just want to, most of the meetings are already over with.
Yes.
And most of the counties, I haven't heard a solid no. Now, Shannon County yesterday was a solid no after we had a chance to get some of the information, some of the details about what they're really up to out. People, I mean, they were against it when I got there, and they were really against it when I left. but Howell County at the Civic Center on September 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. in the evening. September 13th, Howell County Civic Center, 6 to 8. Ozark County is September 6th, 2 to 4 at the upstairs courtroom.
Okay, you're going too fast for me. September 6th.
What's that?
You're going too fast. I'm trying to write them down. September 13th is Howell County.
In Ozark County.
Ozark County, and what time is that one? It's in the
2 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
At the courthouse. And Oregon County is September 1st at City Hall at 5 to 7 p.m. And Taney County is the commission hearing room September 8th. At 4 p.m. and it's at 132 David Street in Forsyth. It says the commission hearing room.
If you can send those to me, I might try and get those posted on my show's website.
Like I say, Washington County seemed to be all on board, according to him. Iron County. It was interesting. The mayor of Winona yesterday had a spokesperson there at the meeting, and she made the announcement that he is in their literature saying he's in support. And she clarified, she said, you know, once he found out about the details of this program, he is not in support. And he put a post on Facebook yesterday saying he was not in support. And a lot of the literature from the Scenic Missouri group is saying that a lot of these commissions are in support when, in fact, they aren't in support. So, and that's what they try to do. They try to make it look like everybody is very, very supportive. And another thing I wanted to mention, he said that, well, if, in the beginning they said if there's one county that is against it, it'll kill the whole thing. Well, now it's changed. Now if one county wants out, they're going to try to go around that county to counties that will let them come through. So, and also he said Washington County and Iron County seem to be all on board. So if we have to, we'll just do those two counties. For starters. So, I mean, they're going to take anything that they can get, you know, to get this thing started, to start, you know, start controlling the land in the Ozarks. And we need to stop this in every county and get the counties educated. Now, I have a letter to the editor that people are welcome to submit, and you got a copy of it.
I do.
And I'd like to give out just my number real quick, my cell number. It's 417-257-8711, and you can text me at that number, but I can send you this letter to the editor that you can submit to your paper. I've signed it. I've got my contact information on it. Like I tell people, I'm all in. I'll take calls. I'll do whatever. We got to stop this. We've had a whole bunch of efforts to control the Ozarks, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on that we haven't been able to stop through USDA and you know, Forest Service and the Park Service, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff, but we need to stop everything that we can and expose what's going on. So I'm all in. If you, you know, need help, if you want to submit a letter to the editor, now you can also, I also have a Facebook page. It's just Bob Parker, and I put a bunch of stuff about this issue on there. And so you can get on there. It's a public page. You can read my stuff. And print my stuff off, and I take pictures of documents, I highlight stuff. So just, I want people, one thing we've learned in these fights, you have to read the documents. Because yes. what these people say, as we learned in Animal ID and Man in the Biosphere and the Natural Streams Act and all this other stuff that we fought over the years, is, you know, especially the Blue Ways program that we finally got stopped, they would just, the misinformation is stunning. And you really can't even listen to what these people say, because they're either ignorant of the facts or they're just deceivers. And most
they're
of them
liars,
are being
yeah.
paid big money. Now, this guy, Ed Hermitage, or I think I'm getting his last name wrong. No, I'm sorry, it's not Ed, it's Eric. Eric Hermitage. You know, when I was reading out of the Scenic America, what we shared at the beginning of the program, he was like, what are you reading out of? And it's like, we're reading off your webpage on Scenic America that you're an affiliate of. And it's like, maybe you can learn something. You know, I'm not even sure if he's aware of all this stuff that, you know, he just thinks it's some warm, fuzzy program or acts like that's what he thinks. I don't know.
Maybe they have a script that they memorize, Bob. I don't know if you remember way back in the Dairy days. But in Dairy's day, he had these lettuce girls come in, and they were PETA. And they were dressed up in bikinis that looked like lettuce. He was disappointed.
Oh,
he was disappointed. But he said anytime, because he expected it to be real lettuce, but anytime he asked them a question, they couldn't answer it because they only have this script that they've memorized. So
right.
they don't know any of the other stuff. They don't know what's really going on. They're just paid folks to
right.
push an agenda, and they have a paid script that they memorize, and those are their go-to answers. They might do a little bit better than the gal in the White House, but not a whole lot. If you start asking them questions, they don't know anything.
Well, like this guy, this Eric, was saying that this isn't going to be a national program. This is just going to be a state of Missouri program, this Byways designation. And it says right in their stuff, this is a federal program.
Yes.
The Department of Transportation in Missouri, MoDOT, they run the program in Missouri just as all the other state MoDOTs run the program. But it's a federal program. It's federally funded. And, you know, it's like, where you can't just make up your own Byways program. You're tied into this national program. It's got guidelines. It's got agendas. Your group has agendas. It's like, you know, you either don't know anything about what you're proposing, or you're just, you know, and I hate to be demeaning to the guy because I kind of liked him, but, you know, just a useful idiot. Just going around talking about stuff that you don't know what you're talking about, sir. You know, it's
yeah. There's a lot of those useful idiots running around out there, getting a little dollar here and there to make their little speeches and to promote agendas that maybe they don't know anything about, or maybe they just don't care anything about. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Bob Parker. Property rights. It's important in America, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow's bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel set, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code BethAnn.
or call 1-800-978-6168. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-978-6168 or go to the radio listener special page at mypillow.com. Promo code Bethann.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hi, I'm Elmer Heinrich. My company sells a nutritional product called Immuno-150. If you haven't heard of it, you need to go to the website immuno150.com or call our toll-free number. Now, we sell to thousands of consumers, and our reorder rate is above 94%. Now, many people ask us how we can sell a month's supply of Immuno-150 for less than $50 when most of our competition is $70 to $80 a month. It's simple. We don't pay celebrities or testimonial people to say something good about the product. Immuno-150 stands on its own with 70 minerals and 80 other nutrients. It doesn't need any help. And it has more than color, taste, and smell. I am 88 years old and my wife is 79, both with no dementia, arthritis, or allergies, and no aches or pains of any kind, nothing, all because of Immuno-150. Now check the number of minerals in the product you take. Don't be surprised if you don't find more than 12. Order Immuno-150 to see what 70 minerals can do for you. Call our toll-free number, 888-316-2224.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. Bob, I want to get this little fact out. For everyone listening in Missouri, for everyone listening anywhere, here in Missouri, on this website that we went to, it has the support of Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. So, all of those in the Ozarks, you need to send Mike Kehoe this letter to the editor that Bob has. And tell them, don't tread on me. Maybe we should send him a Gaston flag.
And, you know, Congressman Jason Smith and Vicky Hartzler both voted for the funding.
Jason Smith and Vicky. Well, Vicky's out now. We don't have to worry about Vicky. But yeah. I would say we need to let Eric Schmidt know about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he knows.
Yeah.
And it also says the Department of Tourism, the Division of Tourism, and the Department of Natural Resources, they're all in on this, folks, because they all want your land. And I don't know what Kehoe's problem is. Maybe we should go take some of his land. But they're all politicians. They're all moderates, and you can't trust them.
Well,
you cannot trust a moderate.
They say this guy, the proponent of this byways, says so much. It's like, well, this designation will not affect your property. He's right. Just the designation does not implement any regulations or anything like that. So he's correct. But what it does is it starts this work group of all these federal and state agencies and whoever they appoint locally to be on their committee. And they meet. They'll meet during the day when they can all get paid. They all get mileage. They all get paid to be at the meetings. If you're a private
citizen, nobody else can be there because they're working.
Exactly, and that's what they're having all these meetings at 2 and 4 in the afternoon. So I got to spend my whole day to drive over there and be at this meeting and blow the whole day. It costs me money. I have other things to do, but you know this is how they operate. So once they get this committee going, they're going to be doing all these proposals and getting grant money to do all this stuff. And I talked to a guy from Idaho, and he said, hey, they did a byway past me, and he said, we never paid much attention to it. And he said, next thing I know, we can't cut any trees. They're condemning cabins along the route. They're making the cabins that are still there comply to all their new regulations. And, you know, and this is what happens. And I don't know, I'm not in on all the mechanisms they use to get this done. But believe me, these people are smart. They know all the tricks. It's just that, you know, it's just like animal ID. Remember that? And we fought animal ID, and they had all these things, and they kept saying, oh, it's all voluntary. It's all voluntary. You don't have to do it. You know, after we finally, and we talked to Missouri Department of Ag people, we talked to USDA people, oh, it's all voluntary. Well, what they mean by voluntary is you don't have to raise animals. You don't have to raise cattle. It's voluntary. You can get out. But if you do, you're going to comply with all our regulations that's going to basically break your business.
Yeah. And
so you cannot believe the stuff that they tell you. They got this question and answer sheet, and it's total crap. I mean, it's total crap what they've got on there. I mean, anybody like me can go down the list and point out, I mean, they may be narrowly correct, but they don't tell you the rest of the stuff. You know, it's just like the voluntary, you know, not mandatory. That's not mandatory. It's voluntary.
They tell us about income tax, too.
So,
income tax is supposed to be voluntary, too.
Yeah. And what do? They just hired a bunch of armed IRS guys to go around and make sure it's all voluntary, right?
I think they're all going to go after Sharpton.
Yeah. But, I mean, we are, you know, and this is happening. Not just in Missouri. This is happening all over the U.S. You can get on their website, scenic.org, Scenic America, that Scenic Missouri is part of, and they will list all the different states that they're working with, and they list Scenic Missouri there, all the ones they're working on, byways and other projects, who are their partners. And really to understand this Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, every federal and state agency has signed on to implement the goals of Agenda 2030. And it affects everything. It affects development. It affects health care. It affects farming, ranching. It affects your businesses downtown, historic development. I mean, they're doing these international building codes now that some of the towns in the Ozarks are adopting international building codes because all these college-trained planners are all trained in Agenda 21 stuff. And this is what they're telling all the cities they have to do. All the planners you get, you know, the green spaces, all the stuff that they're doing, it's all Agenda 21 planning, which is set up to destroy this country, to destroy your business, to destroy your farm, and you're going to completely lose your right to farm and operate your business the way you want to. And I'm against it, and I'm going to fight it to my last breath.
And we should. And we should. And anytime you can come on the air, Bob, you know that. I forget sometimes, but
well, thank you so much.
You're not allowed to
forget. I appreciate the opportunity. And I know your show plays down there in Ozark County, down there around Gainesville. I know there's people along that 160 corridor.
We're not on enough of them. We lost a few of our stations in that area. You know, they said I talked about national more than I did Missouri. And then I had somebody from another state say, no, you talk about Missouri more than you do national. I can't win for losing, you know. But I'm telling you right now, folks, it's an executive order, 14008. We've had the American Stewards of Liberty on. They're fighting that. We're fighting this at home. Right here, Bob has been fighting this for a long time. How's Doreen? I haven't heard from Doreen in a long time.
Well, she's kind of just staying busy. She kind of got burnt out on some things, but she's still...
I don't blame her.
I talked to her a couple days ago. She's still doing good.
Well, every time we say USDA, I think of her because she calls it Uncle Sam destroying agriculture, and that's exactly what this is. We know what they have done. We can name their bureaucratic departments, starting with the EPA, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. We can go on and on, the Forestry Service. And they're out to destroy and control.
Exactly.
And we've got to fight them every step of the way.
And they're making everything sustainable. It's all, you know, the electric cars, you know, gas cars aren't sustainable. Cattle aren't sustainable. Going out and cutting trees isn't sustainable. They have to tell you which tree you can cut. I mean, it affects everything, sustainable education. And one of the goals, real quick, on this Scenic America is going into the schools with this stuff we just read you about, these seven conservation principles that they're pushing. They want to go in all the schools, grade schools, high schools, colleges, with all teaching all the kids. It says all schools they want to go into It's right on Scenic America. You can go on scenic.org, look up the seven principles of scenic conservation. It's all spelled out there. You wonder what's wrong with our schools. This is the crap that they're putting in the schools. They're going after the kids. They're doing a great job of going after the kids. People are sleeping.
Yeah, they're indoctrinating them.
Exactly.
But they're also trying to make them their slaves in other ways. And this is just absolutely disgusting that it's happened here in America. They're taking the land and they're taking your children. And it's time you stood up and said, you know, where's the mother hens here? Stop worrying about some guy's ugly tweets and start worrying about what's going on with your children in the school.
Exactly.
And let's take this country back. Bob, thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you, Beth.
And let me know how this goes. If you send me the list, we're going to post those meetings on. I've got them here, but I want to make sure I got them written down right. Send those to me in an email, and we'll get them posted on my show's Facebook page.
Sure will.
Thank you. God bless you.
God
it
bless
takes
you.
People like Bob to get into this stuff and study it. It's not fun. But we cannot stay uneducated. We've got to educate and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.